Happy is the man that findeth wisdom. Listen now for a message from the Book of Proverbs recorded during the lifetime and ministry of Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., the founder of Bob Jones University.
When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant to thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. I want you to notice those two verses, and then a little later I'll read you two or three more verses. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, that's where wisdom always goes, not into the head. Now, knowledge can get into your head, but not wisdom. Wisdom's a heart attitude. Wisdom has to do with the heart and the soul. Knowledge has to do with the head. You can know twice two's four, that's knowledge. You can know the multiplication table, that's knowledge. You can know grammar, that's knowledge. You don't have to have any kind of a good heart or a bad heart. It doesn't make any difference. All you have to do is to have a mind that can remember. You can figure, work, think in your way, in your head. The Bible never said, as a man thinketh in his head, so is he. It said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We have never begun to realize the place the heart plays in this matter. Now, it doesn't mean that your head isn't all right. It doesn't mean that your head doesn't have a proper place. You know, some people are all heart and no head. Some people are all head and no heart. Now, either one's bad. A man that's just heady, nothing in his heart, cold, calculating, heady man, is a dangerous man. Now, a man who's all heart, he usually a fanatic. Now, God gave you a head to use, just like gave you ears and your eyes and all that. But wisdom has to do with the heart. Now, it says, when wisdom entereth thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul. Now, your soul knows how to evaluate knowledge, how there's certain knowledge isn't pleasant to the soul. For instance, I hear a terrible thing about a man. That's not pleasant to a good man. No good man is glad to hear something bad about anybody, if you're a good man. People say, have you heard so-and-so about so-and-so? You're just so glad to tell it? Well, now, there's something wrong with you. Bad knowledge is not pleasant. Only the right kind of knowledge is pleasant to a man who's wise. Now, if you have wisdom, you evaluate knowledge. Now, for instance, the head puts emphasis on things simply because they have been learned or can be learned. The heart comes along and evaluates what you know. Now, that's the difference. Let me illustrate it. For instance, you don't have to know how far it is to the sun. That's interesting to know. But you know, the heart of a man doesn't put a great deal of value on that. You look up at the stars and wonder how many stars there are up there. Say, well, so-and-so and that one's so far away. Now, that's knowledge, and it's interesting. But that's not the thing that makes it so interesting to a man who's right. The man who's right looks up and his heart says, the heavens declare the glory of God, the firmament showeth his handiwork. See, that's the difference. The heart and the soul underscore the right thing, see. Now, your head underscores knowledge. There's such a thing as a man desiring knowledge. I've known many a man in my life that wasn't even a Christian, didn't get anything about the Lord, that wanted knowledge. That is a certain kind of knowledge, scientific knowledge. He wanted to explore things. That's more or less natural for the man. In fact, that has something to do with the fall of man. This thing of exploring things has something to do with the fall of man. That's what got man in trouble to start with. I've told you about that before. Adam and Eve went up and looked at a tree, and God had told them not to eat it. They went up and looked at it. They said, I'd like to taste it, wouldn't you? Yes, but God said not. But we'd learn a lot if we took it. See? So they took it and ate it. In pursuit of knowledge, see? All right, all down the years, what's that in the Bible? Ever learning and yet never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Generation after generation. Pagan gods that they had in ancient days. People exploring, searching, trying to find things, see? Never did them a bit of good. Even the gods destroyed them. They made gods like themselves. Man who makes a god always makes one like himself. And only even worse than himself, he creates a god that's with creeping things and all that kind of business. See? Terrible. Awful. Can't conceive of it, can you? Well, now, the mind, there's no salvation in the head of man. You can't save man by any head process. It can't be done. All the efforts of men in the world to solve problems purely on an intellectual basis, they never solve problems. You never see statesmen get together and say, now, gentlemen, let's all sit down here and decide what's right. Now, let's get together on principle. What's right about this thing? Let's do that. And let's do the right thing. It's always a convenient thing. We're going to have a great political upheaval in this nation now for the next few months. Be interesting. I'm interested in those things myself. Going to be a great upheaval. All sorts of things going to be done and said. Trying to get this delegation, that delegation, get to the convenient thing. See? Why couldn't the Republicans and Democrats get together? Say, and sit down around the table and say, now, gentlemen, let's see how far we can go together now as Americans. See? Now, let's see what we agree on. All right? Now, we're going to get together on certain things. No use fighting about those things. We'll agree on those things. Now, we're going to disagree on some things here that we think this and you think that. See? But now, we're going to stand together on all these essential things, fundamental things, and we're going to be harmonious, good Americans. We're going to argue about the other things, see? But, you know, they won't do that. Even the parties will be divided within themselves, see? Strife, trouble, friction, misunderstanding. You know, the man said, this is a way to handle it, you know. Oh, I know how these politicians operate. They don't put anything on me. I've been around with them. Now, we can get this block here, make a deal, see. Do this, do that. That's head processes, see. That's the manipulation of the mind of man, see. That's the way the world's been run through the ages, all down the years. For instance, when God established Israel back in the Holy Land, and put about him protecting promises and the law, arms of his grace and love. And said, now, live a separated life. Don't take on the gods that are around you. Don't multiply your wives and so forth. First thing you know, somebody came along and said, we won't get along with this nation over here. Let's make a deal with them. See? Somebody come and said, let's do so and so. Now, listen, if you just get the king to marry that woman over here on that other country, you tie that country on, see? Man attempted by his own ingenuity, see, to do the thing. And he's never been able to do it. He never will be able to do it. He can't do it. Because that's not wisdom. That's operating by brain power. And brain power isn't sufficient. Wisdom comes from God. Now, if man has wisdom in his heart, and if knowledge is present to him in the sense that he properly evaluates knowledge, then what will he have? Discretion will preserve him. Understanding will keep thee. You'll know what to do. I've said over and over and over again, I tell these students out here at Bob Jones University, the easiest thing on earth to know is what's right if that's what a man wants to know most. Nearly anybody can find out what's right about anything if he wants to know. But the trouble is that most of us, we want to do right, you know. We just like to do right, but we've got a little selfish interest in this thing. We say, well, where do I come in here, see? I don't want to be left out in the cold, you know. Now, it's all right for you to be left out in the cold. You deny yourself. That's Christianity. Let the right go over. Let the thing that's true and right. If you can go over, all right. But you go along. I remember somebody said to me the other day, insults sound good to me, but it didn't sound good. A fellow said to me, all these dormitory raids they've had in this country will help Bob Jones University. Mothers and fathers say, I want to send my children down there. They'll take care of them down there, see. Won't be anybody raiding the dormitories down there, see. I said, I know. That may be so. But I don't want to profit at the expense of the cause. I'd rather they wouldn't have had those raids. Listen, I'd rather every school in this country would be a good spiritual school. Bob Jones University doesn't wish to profit at the expense of a cause. You can't profit expense of a cause if you wanted to. That's not the way. It's a cause. The cause is everything. Good women and good men. Decency, uprightness, purity, faith in God, consecrated Christian living. Those are the big things, see. That's what Bob Jones University is interested in. Do you think that this school out here is just interested in itself? Well, we have every school in South Carolina. I wish every school in the United States was an aggressive Christian school. We don't want a prophet, just like some people do, because some other school may not be evangelical or orthodox or Christian. That's not what we're interested in. We can't understand people who look at life like that. Now, you know, if you have right relation to God, you're interested in the cause. Wisdom is interested in the cause, not just selfish. When you become selfish, you're not wise. No man who is selfish ever wins. You can't win and be selfish. You may seem to win, but it's only a temporary proposition. I've never known a fundamentally selfish man that can gain things and hold them after he gets them. You never do. You just don't win that way. I was talking to a fellow here the other day. I said to him, now, here's a way to solve your problem. Young fellows facing some difficulty. Now, I said, do it a certain way. Now, I said, it'll take grace to do it that way. And I said, I hesitate to tell you, but that'll be best for you. That'll be the best thing you can do now for yourself, for your own business, for everything else, is to do this thing that's right now. And they said, right, go do it. And he said, well, you never mind now. I don't want to make a selfish appeal to you. But the thing that I'm telling you, even believe me, standpoint of your own interest is the best thing. You know, people talk about the thing won't work. How do you know what won't work? Wisdom comes from God. It's in the heart. And if you have wisdom in the heart, knowledge is pleasant to the soul. You're glad to know, because that is know the right kind of things. You don't want to know the wrong things. You want to know what's right. You desire to do the right. Oh, if we just, all of us were right. Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if everybody in this country would say, well, tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to be right. I'm going to get right with God. I'm going to stay right with God. And the rest of my life, I'm going to just ask what's the right thing and just do that. I'm not going to be ugly and mean about it. I'm not going to try to knock folks down trying to do it. But I'm just going to do what's right. I'm going to live the thing. Oh, how we need grace in this country. How we need the leadership of the Spirit of God. How we need wisdom. Oh, what a mess we're in. Strife in organizations. Strife in churches. Fight one with another. Machines built to antagonize people that don't bow down to the ecclesiastical machinery. What a turmoil. Strife among nations, trouble between capital and labor. Here we are now with this big steel strike. Those men could sit down around the table and settle it in 30 minutes if there wasn't anybody selfish. If the steel people and the other people all got together, could settle it. That's the response. Man makes all those things. And it's always two-sided, never one side. When those things come up, there's never just one side. But the trouble is, both fellows think it's one side. It isn't. There are two sides to it. Now, we could solve all those problems. They say, now, gentlemen, let's all just decide what's right and have a little prayer and get together. But they don't do it, you see. See? It's maneuvering and planning and operation of the mind and mental processes, not sitting down and trying to solve a problem in a Christian way. What a mess we're in. Oh, that God would give us wisdom of the heart and make knowledge pleasant to the soul. Our Father, we are so ashamed of ourselves. We've been all of us so wicked and mean and selfish and sinful. We've tried to have and we've never obtained. We've gone on making a mess of everything. Forgive us. Help us from now on to let God have his way with us and to be faithful to him. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You have heard a message recorded during the lifetime of the founder of Bob Jones University. Listen daily for messages by Dr. Bob Jones Sr., sponsored by Bob Jones University.